Well, as you saw on the Fox, they have a camera trained on Plattner's house. Oh, man, oh, man. Never has such a slug gotten so much attention. All right, Rocky Retzkowski is here, retired lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army, former Michigan House Speaker, head of the Oakland County GOP. Hey, Rocky, have you heard? The ceasefire is over again.
Yeah, well, I think we predicted that on your show, as a matter of fact, a couple times.
Yes, we did. And if you better, somebody's going to take a look at who's been making money every time these things have happened, because some people have made hundreds of millions of dollars betting on the market going up or betting on the market going down and betting on oil going up and oil going down. It's kind of ridiculous. If you were president, I think I know what you would do. But if you were president, Rocky, right now, what would be your next move?
Well, number one, I would, if I'm truly convinced on what I believe is happening in Iran, I would have never capitulated to a ceasefire. I would have finished it once and for all. These people, as President Trump today said with Mark Rutte from NATO, he was sitting there saying that these people are scum. And I try not to use the word scum when referring to another human being, even if I disagree with them. But there are individuals in this world that are criminals, that are scum, and these individuals are scum, not just to the world, but to their own people. And they need to go.
Yeah. We don't need to give them yet another opportunity to refortify for the next fight. It's ridiculous.
Or stop the free navigation of open international waters in the Straits of Hormuz, continuing to disrupt about 25% of the world's economy. So I'm with you on this one.
Yeah, it's just been horrible. This the art of the deal is one thing, but the art of war is another. And I don't know who has been behind his decision making, if anybody. It might be totally him. I don't have any idea, but I would think this means an all-out effort by the United States to end this once and for all. And it's going to be terrible. It's messy. It's all of those things. People will criticize us as the big guys picking on the little guys. But if you paid attention to the last 47 years of the proxies and the money that they have spent in hurting us and other people in the world, you wouldn't even question this. You wouldn't wonder why we'd wipe them off the face of the earth. They're evil.
Absolutely correct. And listen, you don't just have to echo what we believe, but you can also echo a very rational character on the world stage, and that's Mark Rutte, the civilian leader of NATO. And Mark Rutte's words were that President Trump, these people need to be dealt with and once and for all. And I think Europe is coming to the understanding that what we did initially with Israel and with a lot of the Middle Eastern actors like Saudi Arabia and the UAE needs to be finished once and for all.
Let's move on to a more positive story that you're very much a part of, Rocky Retzkowski. The 9th annual Salute Our Warriors Veteran Benefit is taking place this Friday, July 10th. Tell us about that.
Yeah, listen, first off, let me just first thank you and Kim. I'm not sure if you remember last Memorial Day when Mike Love came in and the Beach Boys came in, and I rushed to your house and handed you a couple guitars and said, hey, can you sign this, please, or have Mike Love sign this guitar? Well, that guitar that you got signed by Mike Love, the last living Beach Boy, and the Beach Boys are iconic, obviously a little bit before my time, but they are iconic out there with the Beatles. They are.
You youngster, you rub it in my face, why don't you?
No, come on. You're still a young man too. But listen, they are iconic in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with the likes of the Beatles and Elvis and the Rolling Stones. And this is an iconic one-time signature of Mike Love that's going to be auctioned off to help our veterans. That and the money stays here in Michigan, helping Michigan vets that have hit hard times. And you're absolutely right. People can go on to saluteourwarriors.org. It's this Friday from 6 to 10 p.m., and it's at the Packard Proving Grounds right off of Van Dyke Avenue in Shelby Township. It's going to be an incredible event, a lot of fun, a lot of food, and people will love it.
Well, we're having Mike Love on soon before his concert at Meadowbrook. I think Mike Parsons.
I think it's Pine Knob, but I'll double check.
Pine Knob? I thought it was Meadowbrook. Wherever it is. And for the last several years, I've been honored to introduce Mike Love and the Beach Boys. But this year, we're going to be on our WJR Travel Club trip when he comes. So we're not going to be able to
I'll
be
tell
there.
You what. I've sat in for you before, and it's been a great honor. I'll do the honors of introducing Mike Love if you let me do that.
Well, I don't have control of that, Rocky, but I'll let them know. I certainly will let them know because I think you do a great job. This is a great event coming up this Friday, the Packard Proving Grounds historic site in the Shelby Township nearby. It runs from 6 to 10 p.m., features a helicopter arrival, honoree ceremonies, celebrity guests, live entertainment by Mark Casa and Slight Return. Did you say it's saluteourwarriors.com?
.org, saluteourwarriors.org. And there's even some talk of potentially, Ted Nugent is playing down the street, and he may, after his concert, show up at the event as well.
You never know. Saluteourwarriors.org for that, the 9th annual Salute Our Warriors event. I hope that that guitar I got signed by Mike Love goes for a lot of money. And what else we were supposed to ask you about your birthright citizenship event?
Yeah, I heard you talk about this last week, and I completely agree with you. I thought the decision of the Supreme Court was totally off base. Maybe one day I'll be able to come back on with you and talk a little bit more. But the birthright citizenship was defined, and this is what I can't believe the Supreme Court didn't address, and none of our friends on the left addressed, that it has been defined. And it was defined by the U.S. senator who introduced and explained the amendment on the Senate floor, and that senator was Jacob Howard, and he was from Michigan. And he said, he specifically said, and it's quoted in the record of the House Floor Journal and in the debates, he said, it will not, of course, include persons born in the United States who are foreigners, aliens, or who belong to families of ambassadors or foreign ministers, but will include every other class of U.S. persons. Therefore, when he added in that subject to the jurisdiction thereof, citizens that are born here to other citizens or born here to green card members, yes, they're U.S. members. But citizens born here to this tourist visa or visiting the United States or illegally on U.S. soil should not be considered U.S. citizens. And the Supreme Court got it wrong.
How'd they miss that? Well, that's why we have Rocky Retzkowski on, a retired lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army, former Michigan House Speaker, head of the Oakland County.